Newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The first debate of the 2012 presidential race, with provocative questions planned by Fox News, was good political entertainment, but somehow didn't get around to tackling the biggest issue. How do the candidates plan to replace the millions of U.S. middle-class jobs that have gone overseas? The unemployment rate has now topped 9% for the 22nd month, but that figure does not paint the jobs picture as bleak as it really is, because only 80% of men in their prime working years between ages 25 and 54 have a job, compared to 95% during the 1960s. Even that statistic does not measure the millions of men of that age who are now working for one-half or one-quarter or even one-tenth of the wage for the job they lost. Obama is bragging that the economy added 268,000 new jobs last year, but 62,000 of those jobs were hired by McDonald's because Obama gave that chain a waiver from Obamacare. This month, former trade negotiator and now Senator Rob Portman unveiled what he called a Senate Republican jobs plan. Unfortunately, it includes asking Congress to hurry up and ratify the Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement known as CORUS. CORUS is another bad trade agreement that will import more cheap Asian products and export more U.S. jobs. This CORUS treaty is supported by the globalists, who think Americans should compete with Asians who work for less than one-third, often as little as one-twentieth, of the wages that Americans expect for similar work. Here's what trade with South Korea means. Last year, South Korea's auto sales in the U.S. totaled $7.5 billion, while U.S. auto sales in Korea totaled only $500 million. The South Korea trade agreement will cost us more U.S. jobs and increase our trade deficit.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day to all of you who are out there listening. And I'm sure there are more than one or two who decided to tune into Republic Broadcasting Network today and listen to some of the shows while you're also enjoying this beautiful holiday. I can tell you I'm actually broadcasting from this bed and breakfast that's outside of Buffalo, and it's right on Lake Erie. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a view of the lake. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. So if you're interested in coming to one of the Great Lakes and enjoying, well, right now it's an absolutely gorgeous day, so you couldn't ask for a more picture-perfect day. The name of the bed and breakfast that I'm at is actually Sharon's Lake House, and I'm not sure what their website is, but if you look up Sharon's Lake House, you're going to be able to find it, and I'm going to give you the number, too, in case you want to jot it down for those of you who would like to come up to one of the Great Lakes and, I don't know, do whatever you want to do on the water. Lots to do there. 716-627-7561. Actually, John and I come here. We've been coming here for the last few years to just hang out and listen to the sounds of the water and the waves crashing against the beach. And it's nice. And since I grew up just a few blocks from here, it's even nicer. It's always a cruise down memory lane, which, of course, sometimes that's kind of a double-edged sword. But life is life, isn't it? So it kind of just is what it is. But my guest this morning, and I've had him on before, and I'm so glad he's able to join me today, is Dr. Edwin Barry, and he is an atmospheric physicist. He has a PhD in atmospheric physics. He's a smart cookie, and of course, those of you listening know I love smart cookies because, you know, it's always good to talk to someone with brains. God knows we could use a few more people with brains around this country. Especially the people in charge. There's not enough of them with any brains, that's for sure. In fact, morons are multiplying like rabbits. We don't have enough people with brains, but Dr. Edwin Barry happens to be one of them, and he joins me this morning, and his websites are polymontana.com is one of them, and climatefire.org is another. And he's got a lot of information. He has several websites. So when he comes on with me, he can tell you what other websites he has. But he has a lot of them. But, you know, this is a smart man, and he knows his stuff. And listen, if anybody knows what's going on with this whole global warming horse manure, Dr. Edwin Barry does. And if you want to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We will put a podcast of this show up on my website, today. And links to, of course, Dr. Barry's websites will be up there as well. I'm a little negligent because I've been goofing off, so I haven't really been keeping the website up the last couple of days. But I promise I will do it. And I want to welcome Dr. Barry to the show this morning. Hi, Dr. Barry. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Maggie. It's good to hear you've got a nice day where you are. So,
yeah.
And I've got a nice day here, too. So that's great.
Oh, good. Yeah, we couldn't ask for nicer weather. Yeah, that's good because, you know, honestly, Buffalo is a little notorious, Dr. Barry, for not having nice weather. I lived here for 39 years of my life, so believe me, I know what it's like. So when you have nice days around here, you got to grab them. And, you know, it's funny, Dr. Barry, because I know you're into sailing, but that was one of the things that you didn't see a lot of sailboats on Lake Erie really as much, maybe more because you can look right across the lake and see Canada. Maybe some more on the Canadian side of the lake, but not a lot really, not too many sailboats, more motorboats around here. And I know you're into sailing. I can tell you this is a perfect lake for a sailboat, though, because it gets so choppy and rough in that, and you could just sail right on through it and not have a problem like you do if you're in a little motorboat.
Well, yeah, you're bringing back some very nice memories. In fact, the best sailing experiences I have had, and I've been all over the United States, have been on Lake Erie. And it was
really?
Sailed out of it was sailed out of Kingston, Ontario, believe it or not.
Okay.
Kind of across the lake from where you are.
Yeah.
They have every year they have something there. And I think it's every 4 years, the year before the Olympics, they have what they call a Canadian Olympic Training Regatta. And all the top sailors in the world come there, and they have all the Olympic classes boats. And they have a fantastic, I guess it's about a 5-day series, as I recall, but it takes you a whole week, 7 days to get there and get your boat in the water and get everything working. And one race per day, one giant race per day, and they keep score every night. It's just exactly like the Olympics, and it's a super competition. And I was there for, I think, at least 4 different times. And every single time was fantastic sailing. I mean, good wind between 10 to 20 miles per hour. And as you say, good waves. Very challenging, very challenging.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, and I think maybe a lot of it has to do, although when you go back 100 years ago to the history of Buffalo and the Niagara area and that with Niagara Falls. And I mean, there were a lot of people with a lot of money at the turn of the last century, or, you know, the 19th into the 20th century, I should say. A lot of people with money around here. And so it's kind of interesting that there weren't more people who became acclimated to sailboats. But I don't know. I think maybe a lot of it had to do with, you know, there's a lot of blue collar. This was a blue collar town with a lot of heavy industry and that stuff as well. So maybe that's why, you know, speedboats were more the thing than sailboats around here. But it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Lake. It's a better lake for a sailboat than it ever was for a motorboat. Just, you know, 19-inch. Yeah, really.
Yeah, I think you're totally correct. I mean, it's fantastic. I sailed out of Waterton, New York, also. That's on the other side of the lake. But I think Kingston, Ontario was really the best.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, Dr. Barry, that music is our cue. We're going to go to the first break. We will be back in a couple minutes, everybody, so hang in there. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and Dr. Edwin Barry and I will be back in 2 minutes, so hang in there.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, you can do so. The telephone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And my guest this morning is Dr. Edwin Berry. And he has two websites. Well, he has more than that, but a couple of them that I'm going to mention are polymontana.com and climatefire.org. And Dr. Berry has a PhD in atmospheric physics. And he's been a guest on my show a couple times previously. And listen, he's the go-to man. If you want the real truth on what's actually happening with this whole climate change, global warming, ice age, hole in the ozone, sky is falling mantra crap that we've been hearing for I don't know how many years now, Dr. Berry, about 40 years they've been telling us that, you know, the sky is falling and we all better just go back and live in a cave, more or less, less or more.
It did start about that long ago. That's true.
Dr. Berry, you know, I actually had a list of some questions, and I can't actually find it because I'm just disorganized on vacation here screwing around, so I'm not paying much attention to these things. But, you know, there's been a lot of concern about the radiation fallout from, you know, Japan, and now the water's seeping around, I don't know, one of the nuclear power plants out in the Midwest somewhere and that stuff. Dr. Berry, is that something that people need to be so frightened about? I know someone I know is extremely frightened and doesn't want her little kid to eat strawberries because there might be some radiation on them, that kind of thing. Is there logic associated with that, or are you kind of panicking for no good reason?
Well, the information I have from talking with actually quite a few good nuclear engineers and scientists is that we do not have any real concern as far as radiation is concerned. Now, I mean, if we were living right near the reactor in Japan, it might be a different thing, but I mean, those people have been evacuated, and so far, even the radiation coming out of the Japan nuclear plant that's had the earthquake disaster is not really significant. In measured in real terms, and it certainly is nowhere significant by the time you get to the United States. I mean, the Pacific Ocean is a big ocean. And any radiation, even if it were significant coming out of Japan, is going to be precipitated into the ocean before it gets here. And I know that there have been some, I would say, inflammatory or scary type literature put on the internet, but you can find anything on the internet. But those things, the good scientists, and I put some articles, by the way, on PolyMontana about this very subject.
Okay.
That you have more radiation by eating one banana than you're getting from Japan. In other words, one airplane flight that you never don't think much of and go a few hundred miles, that's more radiation than you're ever going to get from Japan. So it's really overblown at this point, and there's no concerns. Now, the one we have in the United States, so far that's not a radiation concern, but obviously that flood is going to cause some problems with the power generation, and I don't have any latest information about what's happening there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I wanted to know about that, but I'm more of, I don't know, those aren't the kinds of things that make me crazy. There's a lot of other stuff that makes me crazy in life, but, you know, worrying about whether or not I'm going to be irradiated or not, there wouldn't be anything I could do about it anyway, so, you know, you got to kind of...
Actually, there wouldn't be, and you know, the thing to keep in mind is nuclear power plants are the safest way to generate electricity. If you just look at the power they generate, versus any accidents or deaths, and I think, by the way, there may have been zero deaths and very little damage when you come out and start really looking at it, that it's far safer than coal, oil, wind power. I mean, the wind machines have killed several people already. And so you just go on and on. Everything is a little bit dangerous in life. That is life. Just driving your car to the grocery store could be dangerous, but you have to quantify everything, and the whole reality is that the danger of having a nuclear power plant providing your electricity is maybe like, I won't make this exactly scientific, but it's like driving to the grocery store and back. Are you concerned about getting hit by another car or truck or even an airplane crashing into you? Things can happen, but you have to evaluate it. Nuclear power should be in people's minds as being something that actually is safe, and don't get that concerned about it.
Well, you know, Dr. Berry, you know as well as I do, because we have such an uneducated and ill-informed populace in this country, everyone is so susceptible to all these different tussles that go on out there because they don't know the difference and they don't have the wherewithal to question the logic associated with a lot of the things that they're being told. They just don't think to even question it. And it's, well, you know, it's kind of so against your instinct to, you know, to examine issues when you're confronted by them and say to yourself, well, gee, does this make sense or doesn't it make sense? You know, like, should I cross the street when there's a semi coming at me, or should I wait till the semi goes by? You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. So, well, look, we're always dealing with human emotions. I mean, our human emotions all work very well if we're living in a very primitive society. We get scared of danger. We react fast and maybe save our lives from having an elephant trample on us or whatever. But we live in a much more complex society, and so we have to say, yeah, okay, our emotions are natural. Sure, you know, the first thing we think about radiation, we can't see it. What's it going to do to us? Well, it's the same as, of course, electricity. You could unscrew a light bulb and put your finger in it, too, if you want to, just to see if electricity is there, and you can't see it, but you'll sort of get a jolt. We have to temper our emotions with some real information and some real logic, because we're living in a very complex world right now.
So, Dr. Berry, what do you have in mind you'd like to talk about today? You got some new things you'd like to tell the listeners about? Anything in particular come to mind for you? Since I can't remember and I cannot find my list of questions. My mind is like, I'm a big zero today, Dr. Berry, so...
let's not worry about it in that case. That is, we had last week on Thursday and Friday a Heartland Institute-sponsored international conference on climate, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It went on for 2 weeks, and it actually was broadcast by video on the Internet. And I listened to it. I thought it was quite interesting. And the Heartland Institute, based in Chicago, is going to make all of this available. It may even be available today, but I haven't checked, but tomorrow it will be. And by the way, all of this you can get at on my website. In other words, if you're looking at anything that I'm talking about, you'll be able to find a reference and a link. I mean, I put all the information there. So I won't have to give a bunch of links right now. But, go ahead, Maggie.
Polly Montana and the Climate Fire. PollyMontana.com, climatefire.org. I'm just throwing them out there.
And by the way, from any of these sites, if you remember Polly Montana, you just look at the menu and you can get to any of the others. If you go to edberry.com, all the menus are there to get to any of the other sites. So any one is fine. It'll get you to all of them. It's just like a one-page thing. So it makes it easier to remember that. So let's see. Getting back to this, yes, they are going to make all the slides, all the presentations available. And some of these are actually quite interesting. As you go through, they have a wide variety of things. Among the things, they talked about the whole thing about the climate of corruption was one of the things. And the National Academy of Sciences, because some people are referring to it, and I see it in my own newspapers locally, and you've probably seen it too, people will write in and say, well, our National Academy of Sciences, they said global warming is a big problem, therefore we should believe them. They're the top authority in science, right?
Yeah.
Well, the catch is they're really not. And the catch is, if you really look at it, that the people on there, I think there's only one, maybe one person that has experience in the atmospheric sciences. But the National Academy makes money. You have to follow the money. They make millions of dollars by promoting the same things the government wants them to promote, which is being scared of global warming. And so they aren't giving you the best information. The real key is to always look at individual scientists as opposed to groups. The various groups. Okay, like I belong to several organizations. One, the American Meteorological Society. They have a statement that global warming and climate change is all bad and caused by people. It's a replica of what the United Nations panel says. But if you look around a little bit more information, you'll find that very few of the meteorologists and scientists and atmospheric physicists in the American Meteorological Society agree with that statement. You'll find that's true in the American Physical Society, the American Chemical Society, and you go on and on and on. In other words, the top-end administrators of these societies don't represent the scientists in the society itself. So you have to go to the scientists, and the best place to find a real list of scientists are really in the two references that I used in the climate change lawsuit, and that one links over to the climate fire you mentioned. But in there, there's two references. One of them is to Mark Morano's thing on Climate Depot. Or you can go to climatedepot.com and find it directly. You'll find the list of thousands of scientists individually that signed things and in many cases made statements that says we don't have a concern that we are causing global warming, our carbon dioxide is not doing it. And it's basically a religion that's being taught rather than any kind of science. So you can see all kind of depth there if we want to refer to people. Now, go back to the National Academy of Sciences. That same National Academy of Sciences in the 1970s was going along with the Ice Age. They were among those, like the Time magazine, that was saying, well, we got to worry, we're going through an Ice Age. Well, they got surprised, as we all know. So yeah, they're no better as a group of predicting what's going to happen or saying what should happen than any other group.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it honestly, the logic in that too, Dr. Berry, in my estimation, and of course I really don't, you know, I don't have any inside information or any educational background to support this, but it seems to me that people who aren't part of the collective and individuals are not necessarily being bought off or supported by the government so that they find and reach the outcome the government wants them to reach. You know what I mean? So it would seem to me that's right. Asking an individual's opinion, if they're not associated with some huge group, that only makes so much more sense to me. But
yeah, there was a good talk at this conference, many good talks, but I just mentioned one that comes to my mind was Steve Gorham, who's written a book called Climatism.
Yeah, I had him on my show. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, it's a very good book. Well, he gave a talk there, too, and one of the things he pointed out, he said out of 194 nations, the heads of states of 193 all believe in climate change. They want to stop the carbon dioxide emissions in their country. And there's only one out of 194 that opposes it. You know who it is?
No, who is that?
Your listeners are probably guessing, and I bet some do. Václav Klaus from Czechoslovakia. He's the one guy that has it all figured out. He has a PhD in economics, by the way, and you can read many of his statements. He's written books about the subject. But there is a very intelligent guy that isn't really just in it for politics. He's in it to try to improve Czechoslovakia, and that was his whole motivation. But it's really dramatically different from the rest of the countries. And now, that's the logical question. How come all of these countries are all in the same wavelength on this climate change? For example, the same things we have in America is almost exactly replicated in Australia and in other countries. But if you read the Australian information coming out,
Dr. Berry, hold that thought, because the cue music is we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and Dr. Edwin Berry is my guest this morning. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, this 4th of July, Independence Day, then you can do so. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my guest this morning has a couple of websites I'm going to give to you, but they will be up on my website as well. My website is theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and Dr. Edwin Barry's websites, two of them, or three of them, I'm going to recite, are polymontana.com, edbarry.com, and climatefire.org, and please go to his websites. He's got a ton of information and a lot of great articles and information you need to know instead of the hustle that they're spewing on the 6 o'clock news, which, of course, they do such a dynamic job of lying to us, don't they? They really are the leaders in lies. They are lying leaders. But when aren't they, though, Dr. Barry? You can't take it anymore, can you? I just can't take it. I'm getting on a sailboat, and I'm getting out of here. I'm telling you. I don't know where I'm going, though. The problem is they've taken over the world, these liars. But so why is it, Dr. Barry, when we went to break, you had mentioned that why is it that 193 out of 194 countries are all saying the same stuff? I think they have the same playbook.
Right. Well, when this kind of thing happens, you kind of say, well, yeah, they must be getting their information from the same place somehow. And it's more than just getting information. Somehow there's an infiltration of information that is essentially, I won't say being forced in the sense of military power, but it's it truly is forced in the way of super marketing and sales power and inside lobbying. But when it all comes out in all these countries, you say, this is just too similar. And yet you go to the scientific organizations in virtually all of these countries, and they will all oppose it, right? I mean, the Japan scientists say it's foolish. The Australian scientists, the same thing. The German scientists, the Indian scientists, you go through that. Science is on one side, and government is on the other side.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have a real, real sort of a battle, an educational battle, information battle going on between the government and science.
You know, Dr. Berry, you know, a lot of these states, and I'm in Pennsylvania, and they're, of course, pushing to have kids go to charter schools and more funding for charter schools. And somehow a lot of people think that, oh, well, we'll send them to a charter school, and then they're going to miraculously learn something that they're not learning in the public school, even though the stats prove that 50% of them do know better, or 50% of them may actually, 50% do know better, 20% actually do worse in charter schools than they do in the public schools. And so 70% of them, there's really very little variation on the theme. So it really doesn't make any difference. And I just, I don't know why people don't get it that it's the curriculum. It's like the playbook these 193 nations are playing out of. It's all been written by the same group of individuals. Obviously, if the verbiage is the same, then you plagiarized it from somewhere, right?
Absolutely. You're proper to take it back to the educational system as well. There's one fellow whose articles we all appreciate, and that's Thomas Sowell. And
yes.
He has his articles in many papers, and we can find them. But he has a lot to say in the past few months on education and what's going on in our education system. So if the general citizens, you know, your audience, if they say, what can we do about it? Well, one thing is maybe take more interest in what's going on in your local school. Do your best to attempt to get real control at the local level as to what the curriculum and teaching methods are, and try to get out of the government control that's coming first from the United Nations into the United States, into our Department of Education, and then forced onto all of the public schools for sure. So we've had, well, at least two generations, actually you could argue maybe three generations of Americans, and actually people all around the world too, have been forced into the what's called the progressive education. And it the first 25 years, maybe up to 1950, it didn't really make a lot of progress, but it did get into the educational system. And it wasn't until those last 25 or 30 years that those people that grew up within the progressive education thing, which is then they got into the teaching positions, they get control of the universities, and now you've got a whole group that are pushing the what's called this progressive education, and which is essentially let the students choose their own curriculum rather than let the parents and the people that should know choose the curriculum for the students. Because if the students choose their own, they'll take the easy way out, like, hey, it's a little bit too hard to learn math or anything. So let's just learn something real easy, or let's just have fun, you know, shooting a basketball through a hoop. So this, once that starts and it gets progressively, you know, involved in our whole schools, then we begin to have a problem. And it really shows up now when you get into things. The climate change is just one example, but it goes through the whole environmental movement, that the kids are brought up and taught that we have a giant climate problem. I'll stick to that for this subject, but you can go on to other environmental child problems. And that we better do something about it, that it's their fault, or it's their parents' fault for having, for driving cars. And without anything in the curriculum that says, well, wait, here's how you should go about thinking about these things. Just like the radiation thing I mentioned first. You can play on emotions. Everybody wants to help the earth. Everybody wants to save their own personal selves. And you can play on those emotions, but in each case, we have to go back and look at the real data. And when we, if we were to tell students, let them see Al Gore's movie, now let them go through and maybe with some help and say, find all the places where it's absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
It's almost like a game. Like we've all seen these little picture games, right? Find how many
little figures of dogs or whatever in this whole picture, right? It's a big thing. Well, you can go through Al Gore's movie and one by one by one by one. They'll just go right through the whole thing, and you find all kinds of misstatement of data, all kinds of inversions of logic. And students should really be taught to find this, to think for themselves, rather than just blatantly believe it, run off in an emotional state. But, yeah, the educational system is critical right now.
I wish I had, honestly, Dr. Berry, I wish I had a lot of money. I wish I was a billionaire because I'd have a hell of a good time going around and putting that money into teaching kids the truth as opposed to these lies that they're being just, their lives are being destroyed by these liars. They truly are. They are destroying their lives step by step. You know, I was at, my nephew had a 4th of July party yesterday, and they roasted a pig, and we had clams, and, you know, the usual stuff people have on a celebration type thing. And I was thinking about, will there be pigs to be roasted 20 years from now? Will they be eating clams? Will anybody be drinking beer? Will they have a bonfire? You know, will those things that are so typical of a picnic today and have been in this country for years, will those things even be around, or will the kids be so deluded into thinking that, oh, the evil pig, you can't eat pigs, you can't eat meat, and you can't put smoke up into the air from a bonfire, and you can't have clams, and, you know, how dare you want to eat a clam, and, you know, just the nonsense. They're just being, their lives are being incrementally destroyed, and it just makes me so angry. If I had billions of dollars, I'll tell you, Dr. Berry, I would be spending it on stopping what these evil people are up to. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm with you on that, too. It just turns out the people that have the billions of dollars, most of them, not all, with some exceptions, of course, but so many of them decide they want more power.
Hold on, Dr. Berry, because I hear that we're going into the break. I didn't hear that cue music for some reason, so I think we're into the break right now. So hang on, Dr. Berry. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Sure.
Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just support my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm actually staying at a bed and breakfast here outside of Buffalo, in a suburb of Buffalo entitled Hamburg, actually. And the name of the bed and breakfast, if you'd like a nice place to stay, great hospitality and a beautiful view, it's right on Lake Erie, is Sharon's Lake House. And I know you'll enjoy it. I've been coming here actually for the last several years. Even though I could stay at my brother's house, I'd rather stay here. Not that I don't love my brother. I do, but I like to lay by the water and listen to the water and the waves crash against the shoreline. It is very relaxing. So please, Sharon's Lake House. I don't know the website. If I had my stuff together today, which of course I don't, I would have that website available for you. But since I'm not together today, I don't know what it is. You're going to have to figure it out on your own. Sharon's Lake House, Hamburg, New York. So there you go, kids. I'm talking this morning with Dr. Edwin Berry, and he is an atmospheric physicist. He has a doctoral degree in atmospheric physics, and he knows, if anybody knows, this is the man. You are the go-to man, Dr. Berry. I've decided that. I'm just letting you know ahead of time. I'm designating you the go-to man for the truth on all of this climate nonsense.
Well, thank you very much. As we were talking about, you know, you said you had your billions of dollars, and I said I'm on the same wavelength as you. We could use it to make a lot of improvement in the world.
Why couldn't we?
And we're fighting, unfortunately, other groups with billions of dollars. I mean, George Soros is the big man on top that you can think of him, and of course it goes back to Rothschilds and others. And we have to admit these are reality. Some people want to deny that even that exists, but these people are real, and what they want is real. And they want power. So even though they have money that they can't spend it all, how do you use it? You use it to essentially force your way upon the people. And this has been going on probably for thousands of years. There's always been a group that would like to take the power and turn everybody else into their well, that's still going on today, believe it or not. And America has been their biggest objection. And you can read their own quotations, and you'll find out that they agree with that. So how do you bring down America, right? Well, one is, you know, it's going to take a few hundred years. So one is you try to bring down the educational system that we just talked about. Another is you try to actually destroy our Constitution. And this, again, is called under the progressives. Like more than 100 years ago, the progressives began to undermine our Constitution and put in limits and reinterpret it, make certain limits and all this. And we've probably heard today people will say, well, our founders that wrote the Constitution really didn't know about things like airplanes and televisions and computers and DNA, right? Well, true, but is that relevant? You can go back to, what was it, Woodrow Wilson, about 1908. He made the same argument. He says, when the people framed our Constitution, they didn't know about railroads or telegraphs or even telephones. Wow. So the Constitution is not really meant to know about all these things. It's only a framework for government. And our Constitution, if we can stick to it the right way, which means state rights can, you know, people can nullify at the state level Obamacare, et cetera, and the EPA with their climate change, that our Constitution provides a protection. We've got to use it properly. So the progressives is the education to the Constitution. Where else do we find what some of our problems are? Oh, here's one. I just put up on Poly Montana, for example, a link. It's a YouTube link to a statement by Lieutenant General W.G. Boykin. And he has, like, only 10 minutes. What he says is so important. And I find that a lot of the retired military generals really know what's going on. They are on our side. They are trying to do their best to save America. Paul Vallely is another one, same ballpark. Well, we can just go through the key things that Boykin said. He said, there's a methodology or steps that the Marxist socialist goes through to take control of a country. You do redistribution of wealth. That was his point number one. And he points out, well, income tax, redistribution of wealth. Now, health care, Obamacare, is a redistribution of wealth, even admitted in Congress by people promoting it. But yeah, that's what it's all about. Well, green energy is a redistribution of wealth. To get wind machines out there, it's the very wealthy people like T-Bone Pickens that can spring off a few hundred million bucks, put it out there, build a wind farm. He gets a tax credit, which means he doesn't pay taxes now. Well, somebody has to pick it up. Well, the people with less money that couldn't invest in that wind farm have to pick up the difference. So basically, it's the redistribution of wealth from people that have less money to people that have more money. And that's the cap and trade system, right? The people at the top end, like the Al Gore, if he can make money on his cap and trade and everybody else has to pay the carbon tax that he implements, that's a redistribution of wealth. Now, they'll argue in other ways that maybe you're taking from the rich to get to the poor, but with examples we show out in the reality, it goes from the poor to go to the rich, and that enhances the power structure of the rich. That was the first point. He has a second point. I don't want to run out of time, or you can interrupt me here because I don't want to.
You know what? We've keep going. When you hear the cue music, we've got at 52. We're going to go to another break, and then we'll be back for a shorter segment. But we've got a whole other hour, so keep going, Dr. Berry. You're welcome to say anything you'd like.
Okay. A second point, and again, we see this, but let's just point it out. Discredit the opposition. This happens, in my field of climate change, right? The scientists who will present the science argument of saying, well, the carbon dioxide isn't really a key player and that doesn't make any difference and our emissions are basically irrelevant. How do people attack us? They will not attack us science-wise, except for maybe rare exceptions where we do have some that will engage in a scientific debate. Most of it is, oh, these people are either getting paid by the big oil company or they don't know what they're talking about or whatever.
Yeah, Dr. Berry, hold that thought because the music's playing. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody, and we'll continue with Dr. Edwin Berry. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, so hang in there.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And for those of you who are out there and not goofing off and have your ear to the radio so you can hear this show, you need to call in today. My guest is Dr. Edwin Berry. And the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And when we went to break, Dr. Berry, you were talking about what retired General Boykin was talking about, the different points he was making in terms of how these Marxists go about taking over a nation.
Right, and I mean, the first was redistribution of wealth. The second was discredit your opposition, which we talked about some. And in that, they define the enemies. They define the enemies of the government. The enemies of the government, as they defined them recently, and you'll find articles on this, are those who support the Constitution, those who think that there is states' rights, which is straight out of the Constitution and history, and other kind of what's called the right-wing beliefs. They define us as the opposition, and they don't really, they leave out, for example, the Islamic terrorists that are involved in trying to attack us. They're not the opposition anymore if you look at what our government says.
Yeah, so yeah, you two. And I are, Dr. Berry.
Yeah, that's right. And point three he has, though, is hate crimes legislation. This implementing this hate crimes allows them to define whatever, you know, the person. You can have the same act, somebody hits somebody or somebody murders somebody, whatever it is. Well, now it depends who you are, what class you fall into, how you get judged on that particular crime. And one of the things, again, he points out, he said this is really targeted at the pastors in the churches. I don't know a lot about how that is, so I won't elaborate, but he mentions that again, the pastors are very influential as a lot of group over a lot of people. And so you try to get at what the pastors can say or not say under government control. So that's something, again, we all have to be very aware of. Number four, he had gun control ownership. Well, we know about that. In states, you can't even have a gun. In other states, you can. In other states like California, they're pretty well wiping out the right to own or use a gun step by step by step. And also, Obama has already said he will sign, as soon as it's ready for him to sign, this United Nations Small Arms Treaty that he would use then to try to say that now we have to confiscate all of American guns. Now,
yeah,
we know they did
yeah.
that in Australia several years ago, and, of course, crime went up. If you're the bad guy and you have a gun you didn't turn in, you say, well, we've got all these houses out there. They probably don't own guns anymore.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly.
So the crime that goes up. So anyway, that is step number four he mentioned. And I guess you have two more. You have step number five is what the government wants to do to, again, implement this control, socialism, Marxist socialism, develop a force to control the population. And it happened in Germany. It happened in other countries, in Russia, and you go through history. Well, what's happening here? Remember that Obama said he was going to have, this is before he's elected, a national security force that's going to be more powerful than our army. Well, that's saying an awful lot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well,
yes, it is, Dr. Berry.
People who have read our health care legislation, like Boykin, he says it's in there. He says you have to go through this massive document. You'll find that they have specified a whole bunch of criteria wherein the president can make this force. Start growing this whole national security force. So they're implementing this legislation already to do it.
Dr. Berry, hold that thought because we're going to break again. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in about a minute or so. So hang in there, Dr. Berry, and hang in there, everybody.
The next